In our prayers today, we have a response. It's one you should be familiar with by now. Lord, in your mercy, please feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Almighty and eternal God, you are the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt. May we who have not seen have faith and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing. Bless your church here and everywhere. Confirm your people in the faith of the gospel and inspire them with love for you and joy in serving you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Nigeria, where there are violent clashes between government forces and insurgency groups. We continue to pray for peace there, for the release of all the girls who have been kidnapped, for the work of all who help to rebuild people's livelihoods, and for all who have lost their homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Eastern Ghouta in Syria, where the civilians have been unable to evacuate and where agencies struggle to reach people in need. We pray for your peace there and for safe access both for civilians trying to get out and for agencies trying to get in. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless your servant Elizabeth, our Queen. Govern the hearts and minds of the Queen's ministers and counselors, and of all members of our parliaments, and all members who have authority over us, that they may fulfill their service for the welfare of the people and the glory of your name. We pray for particularly for the negotiations surrounding leaving the European Union, that you would ensure that whatever outcome they have, it will be for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless with your comfort all who are in trouble or pain. Heal those who are sick. Support those who are dying. Console those who mourn, and supply the wants of those who are in need. Be near especially to those whom we name now in the quietness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a week, in the past week in which we remember the assassination of Martin Luther King, 50 years ago, we pray, renew us with a spirit of service and sacrificial love. May we never stand on the sidelines as we witness injustice done upon our sisters and brothers, but walk with eyes open to the needs of our communities, with ears open to the needs of our world, and with hands open in helpful service to our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God our Father, you call us to place our trust in Christ. Fan into a flame our little faith, that it may burn brightly until your Son comes again, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.